we've gotten a lot of data right here, and I know you're all epidemiologists, but I know our time is short. We got a lot spinning in our mind, so if anything, I'm going to try to just go bare bones here, and so if you have additional questions, my email's at the end, and you can contact me. I did this project with Beth Hume. She's the principal investigator for our surveillance quality improvement grant. Thank you, CDC, for that. And a couple years ago, we were able to dual code, do a medical record review, get some charts, and have some coders code it in ICD-9 and 10. And so in this talk, I'm going to focus just on falls among older adults, and we're going to drill down, which we so like to do, into the fall circumstances, because they're important for understanding and fall prevention. You know, unintentional falls among older adults are the leading cause of injury and death. In Massachusetts alone, we have over 70,000 such injuries among this population. That was 2014. And obviously, we want to know how the transition is going to affect our, specifically, the fall injury rates, the distribution of fall circumstances, slip trips, falls downstairs, falls from out of bed. Those are fall circumstances. And how is ICD-10-CM going to enable us more specific coding? Because it has all these additional codes, right? It's actually it's an increase from 30 false codes in 9-CM to 94 false codes in 10-CM. So it's a threefold increase, but not quite as bad as the whole external cause range. Okay, as I said, this is a medical record review. This is hospital discharge data. We identified the cases based on the hospital-assigned 9-CM code. We got those records from the hospitals and our professional medical records coders. They assign new ICD-9 and 10-CM codes. So what we're comparing is the newly assigned codes, not what the hospital had assigned. So it's 2012 data. We had about 20,000 falls among adults 65 and over in the whole sample. Our random sample, which we stratified by hospital in terms of it had the same, hospitals were sampled in the same proportion that they made up the overall data. And we had very good rates of getting the medical records and abstracting them. And for confirmed by as false injuries, it was more confirmed that injury visit was for a fall and not just there had been a fall in the past, and now they came in for something else. And our analysis was pretty simple. We categorized the ICD-9-CM and 10-CM codes into their fall circumstance categories and computed these, I guess they were called comparability ratios at one time, agreement ratios, which is the number of falls in the 10-CM group, versus 9-CM, and we multiplied it by 100 to get a percentage. Hold off on that. okay, the next slide's really busy. Don't worry about learning it. It's just for reference. The most tricky thing was there are no definitions that we could find, standard definitions for fall circumstance categories in 9-CM or 10-CM. I didn't really sort of think about that fact much when we started our analysis program. In 9-CM, it's fairly straightforward because you know, usually there's the first three digits of the code, you know, falls downstairs, falls into a hole or body of water, and so it's pretty straightforward. 10cm, not so much. So anyway, this is for reference. We had 14 circumstance categories. The way we decided which 10cm code to put in the equivalent category was on face value. A lot of the names of the codes were the same. Falls from a chair, falls from a bed. It was pretty obvious. Where it really wasn't obvious to us, we used conversion mapping. We used www.icd10cm.com. It was very helpful. There were a few cases where we didn't like what it told us, so we overruled it. It told us that falls downstairs due to ice and snow was an other fall between levels. We did put it in the fall downstairs category. So how we categorize it obviously affects our results. So just that's something to know as we look at it. Okay, wait, before I go there. I'm going to look at three different sets of results. All the category, the circumstance categories that were basically pretty similar, so around 100% agreement ratios. Then I'm going to look at those where there were fewer cases in 10cm, so the agreement ratios are 75% or less, and then the flip side of that where there were more cases in 10cm than ICM. Okay, so first the good news. Of our 14 categories, 10 of them had pretty good agreement ratios. For some of this, it was because the codes were very similar in terms of, you know, fall from a chair, fall from a bed, fall from a ladder, scaffold. Just one little note about other and unspecified fall. I usually have them in separate categories. There's one code in 10cm that doesn't fit well into either of those, and our coders would sort of randomly assign them in 9cm to one or the other, and that's for anybody who wants to note it, W18.30, it's fall on same level, unspecified. And half the time in 9cm that was an unspecified fall, and half the time it was an other fall. So we didn't think that was that critical, so that's why I combined those. Okay, but more importantly, let's look at what categories have fewer cases in 10cm. Most of the differences are due to strike-bys. And this is because 9cm has these nice little codes, the E881, fall with subsequent strike against a sharp object or other object. And 10cm does not have those. It either has a few falls categories where it says there's strike against, fall from toilet with a strike. There's a bunch of falls on the same level and strike against various objects. And the falls into a whole body of water, they have some strike against. But they don't have it for all the other different types of falls. So it's handled a little differently in 10cm than 9cm. And so what the coders did in 10cm is if they couldn't find this nice little category of this certain kind of fall with a strike, they'd put two e-codes, a falls e-code and a separate strike by e-code. The other falls between levels, that's the only one that wasn't really related to a strike by. It's a pretty small number, and half of those were related to falls from toilet. I put falls from a commode and falls from toilet into the same category, but then I was thinking about it and seeing differences. So two of those cases, if it's a toilet, it's actually not a commode because that's movable, and so there were a couple of cases where the fall from the toilet was another fall between levels, and so that's why it didn't match up. Okay, so this is cases where the 10 cm number was higher. It's not obvious here, but for those first two, falls from other furniture and falls into a whole water, it's not a huge number of cases, but they were both actually related to the strike against phenomena. So as I said, in ICM, there's this generic code. And for both of those cases, the falls from other furniture and falls from a whole water, the case involved a strike by. So in 9CM, you know, see it in that category because it's in that generic fall with a strike. But there wasn't an equivalent category in 10CM, so you get the specific type of fall, and then there's a separate strike by code. Now, this last one is really interesting. You should wake up now. So strike followed by a fall. This is not a false code, as it's currently categorized in our proposed definitions. And these cases are pretty, these 13 cases are pretty much all due to a slip trip on the same level over an object, and they were given a false code in 9CM, not surprisingly. These are falls over a sign or a walker. But they're also, there was a case of tripped over a rug and fell, tripped over a door jamb, tripped over a tent flap and fell. These are put as strike, we now are classifying them, well, in our proposed definitions, as a strike by. That sort of didn't, that seemed wrong to me. And we actually asked our medical record coder, did they code these wrong? Because it doesn't seem like a trip over a rug would actually be a strike by. And she said they were actually coding it correctly in terms of the guidelines. So I think we want to think fairly carefully about whether we might want to reclassify this code, which is W18.09. Okay, so we are lucky in that Massachusetts has the ability to request medical records. It's a pretty large data set, fairly representative of our discharges, and we were able to hire medical record coders. There were some cases we asked for all the documentation, ER admission, doctor's notes, nurse's notes, everything, but in a few cases we only got a limited ER. We wouldn't have just the ER note because it's hospital admissions, but we had limited documentation, so that was a limitation. We did actually find some project coder errors, which we were very upset about because we've hired these professional coders and they actually work in hospitals too, and so we kind of want them to be the gold standard, but they're human and they can make mistakes. So we found invalid codes that if you just reverse the digits, they actually, the ICD-9 and 10CM codes match. So that happens. Hospital-based coders may assign e-codes differently. So we know they're new to the 10CM. They may have had different training. They may use different software tools to code. It's a problem that we don't have the definitions for false circumstance categories, and these findings may not be representative of other age groups. Obviously, for child falls, we've got, you know, the playground falls. 10CM does have a falls out of window category, which I know a lot of us will find valuable because before we had to use the falls out of a building. And as we know from our other analysis, these data differs ED and hospital discharge and between states, even though it really shouldn't. So our key findings is if overall most of the false circumstances categories will be similar. The differences that we see are generally related to these strike bys or contact with an object, either before or after your fall. And I did want to mention in coding these, we see some more specific fall categories that could be very useful, in particular for elder falls. I see this at, there's one for falling in a shower or bathtub. We don't have that code. There's one for fall when being supported by another person. And there's I've got it right here, the mobility scooters and the falls due to ice and snow. There's a few of those codes. So conclusions, standard definitions might be helpful, particularly if we want to look across jurisdictions with this, and the categorization is not obvious. We might want to consider in our external cause matrix, including a new category, well, I guess not in the grand big matrix, but when you're looking at falls specifically, we might want to divide it into different categories. I think we want to think very carefully about this code for a strike and then a fall. And if nothing else, we need to educate coders about how they are supposed to code this, because I think it would cause confusion, and we might want to think about whether we want to reassign it in the external groupings. And I think actually a very important point that we should discuss more is the need to look at multiple E-codes to really understand something. We like our nice little tidy table. We like putting our injuries into, you know, nice little categories that are mutually exclusive. And that's not really the case. You fall and you strike something. You fall and get burned. You fall and get cut. The drugs, it's not just one type of drug. It's different kind of drugs. And so we need our nice little neat table for just the broad overview. But when you're specifically looking at one injury, poisoning, I really encourage you to look at all the different E-codes available to you. And I don't have information on it here, but look at your, if you have them, your injury place codes, because they did really expand in 10CM, and I think they're going to be very helpful for falls prevention. Okay, thank you. Any questions or comments?
They have their rules, and they have, like, especially now with ICD-10, you have to get 60 every credential cycle. So I think you got to be careful about saying, like, we need to, you know, have them be better, because they're coding sometimes according to their hospital specifications or facilities and for reimbursement versus research and surveillance and analysis. So I just think that we have to kind of be careful when we say we have to train them to be better at coding. We have to understand that coding system is not, you know, as other speakers have strongly stated, is not just for surveillance, it's for reimbursement purposes, primarily the CM. So, you know,
Right. That's a very good point, and that sounded very like top down, well, we know better. You're quite right. The coders have their own priorities, and what we've found, we have gone to coders conferences and talked about them, and for one, these external cause codes are not reimbursable, so often the hospitals don't care about them. So if anything, they're excited to learn that injury prevention is going to do something with these codes, because a lot of them do actually work very hard to code them. but you're right, we should definitely come in as supporting them and not telling them what their job is. You had a question?
I had a question. So I think since you came up, you guys developed all these comparabilities. Did you look at or have any documentation related to effective kind of software that might be utilized, or whether or not it was just one software that all the coders were using? Mm-hmm. And do you know, like, documentation, documents as to how long did it actually train someone to go from a 9cm to 10cm?
No. It's a great study. We need a graduate student to do this study. No, I don't even know what the different software that they use.
When they coded your
cases? No.
They were doing it all by hand.
They were doing it all by hand, and we think that may be one reason we saw some of these errors, because they were used to using their software.
All right. Well, I think we're at the noon hour, and because I know people might want to go to the roundtable at 1, I want to make sure people have the full hour for lunch. But thank you so much to our speakers. Thank you so much for attending this session, and there'll be other opportunities for conversation about 10CM. There's a roundtable tomorrow that Renee mentioned, as well as the one today on drug overdose. So thank you all very much.